Text for our sermon this morning, our epistle reading from Romans chapter 5, especially these words. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin at the beginning, don't we, in our Lenten journey? We've got Genesis chapter 3, a text that you probably know pretty well. Adam and Eve there in the garden when everything is perfect. No sin, no death, nothing bad. And then there's the serpent, the devil. Did God really say? The devil loves that, taking God's word and just questioning, just testing, just changing it up just a little bit, maybe adding or subtracting. You know, it seems like no big deal. But then it is a big deal. Eve takes God's word. It's right there. You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it. Eve is quoting God. And God didn't say anything about not touching the tree. You could touch the tree. You could touch the fruit if you wanted to. You could climb the tree if you wanted to. God didn't say you couldn't touch it. There, in the words of Eve, the first sin, as Eve adds to God's word. And Adam is right there. He's not innocent. He's nodding his head. Yeah, that's what God said. You can't touch it either. Is it a big deal to add to God's word or subtract from God's word? Well, Adam and Eve, one of the many, many cases in point, that show us, yes, it is a big deal. It does matter. Every word of God holds true. To change is sin. Through their sin, Adam and Eve plunged all creation into sin. All of it by their disobedience. All became sinners. Your sinner, because you inherited sin from your parents and they from theirs, and all the way down the line, back to Adam and Eve. That original sin begins us on the wrong path. Because of their disobedience, we all alike are sinful before God and surely deserve nothing but punishment. As we look to our own lives, we see disobedience, don't we? Perhaps we don't change the Word of God as overtly as Eve did. Maybe we don't question the Word of God as clearly as the devil did. But with every sin that we commit, we make ourselves into God and reject God's Word for our lives. We reject those simple Ten Commandments, those directions that God gives. With every sin, we tear them down. Did God really say, you shall not be angry with your brother in your heart and break the fifth commandment? Did God really say, you shall not lust after what your brother or sister has? Did God really say, you must obey authority? Did God really say, you must honor the Sabbath day by listening to his word? Did God really say, you must have no other gods before him? It's easy to sin. We see that through the people of Israel, don't we? All through their history, we see time and time again of sin upon sin. As Moses was leading the people up out of Egypt after God did those amazing plagues on the Egyptians and parted the sea for them to cross, people despised the food that God sent. They hated the manna and the quail and wanted to go back to Egypt. Did God really say they should live by his word alone? They didn't want to. They knew they shouldn't have to. They didn't want to trust in God above all things. They wanted a king for themselves when they got to the promised land, to be like all of the other nations, to have the glory that those nations had. Of course, they refused to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Therefore, as one trespass led to the condemnation of all men, Adam and Eve's sin there in the garden, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, by one man's obedience, the many were made righteous. We see that, don't we, in our gospel reading? That one man, Jesus, he comes to redo the history of the Israelites. He comes to redo what Adam and Eve had undone. After his baptism, Jesus is thrown out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. If you are the Son of God, the devil loves taking God's word and twisting it around. The Father had just said, "This is my beloved Son." If you are that beloved Son, why don't you make some bread? Jesus had been fasting. The people of Israel were supposed to be fasting in that wilderness journey, trusting in God above all things, and they complained and complained and grumbled about what provision God provided. Jesus would not. If the Father wanted him to have bread, the Father would give it. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus relives the history of the people of Israel. Only where they sinned, he is obedient to the Father. The devil takes Jesus up to the pinnacle of the temple. Just jump off. If you are God's Son, jump off. Don't you trust the Father? Wouldn't he protect you? That is not the way to trust the Father. What kind of Christ will you be, Jesus? Will you be a bread king? Will you be a Christ of glory and earthly fame? Is that who you are? Or will you be a Christ who denies himself and takes up that cross for sinners? Bow down, Jesus, to the evil one. And all of the earthly kingdoms will be yours. What kind of temptation is that? To not go to the cross, to not die, to have earthly glory. Sounds pretty good. But Jesus has his face set to be obedient. It's not the Father's will that Jesus be a bread king. Is not the Father's will that Jesus have earthly glory and fame in that regard. It is the Father's will that Jesus travel on to the tree and be obedient, even to the point of death, death on a cross. Where Adam and Eve, where the Israelites, where we have been disobedient, Jesus is obedient to the will of the Father. You know that he traveled on to the cross and gave his life for you. That's why Jesus came. That's why he was baptized. That's why he resists all of these temptations, to keep himself holy and righteous, that his righteousness would be applied and given to you. Because just like Adam and Eve, just like the people of Israel, we sin and sin and sin. We surely deserve nothing but condemnation. But there was one man who was obedient for us, one who laid down his life in our place. Into his death you've been washed. Into his death you've received life. We hear it in the scriptures, don't we? That we would hear and desire God's word more than bread alone. That we would resist all earthly temptation and all earthly glory and seek the glory of his kingdom and his righteousness alone. That we would walk that way with Jesus, denying ourselves and taking up the cross, being found in Jesus, forgiven, renewed, alive. In his name, amen.